This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you are culturally deprived, you've come to the right place. So you can.
So what does that mean?
So we can deprive you more.
That's not fair. You know better than that.
Kidding.
Please. Lots of culture here on the Good Day program. Hi, Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on Tuesday, September the 12th, talking about a lot of items that are going on. This is something from the business world that is quite compelling, actually. The business of the United States of America versus Google. Well, what's their parent company name? I forgot what they call. They're like Meta, but they Meta changed their name from Facebook to Meta. But
yeah, for Google, like everything it encompasses. I thought Google was Google.
It's like Alphabet or something.
That's exactly it. Alphabet Inc.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Alphabet. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, James. So there's a trial. United States government, that is you and me, are set to face off in court today against the monopoly that is Google. And so this is, I'm guessing this is probably the biggest tech antitrust trial that has taken place for a long, long time. Your friends and mine at the Justice Department, the same folks that are chasing Donald Trump around, apparently have found time to actually do something that has some value and to help Americans from the abuse of these no-good SOBs that dominate the search engines, right? So I'm looking at some of the details here. The government is after Google, says billions of dollars in payments to browser creators like Apple. So Apple is a part of the people that are being suing Google.
Well, they have their Safari, is what they have.
And, right.
But let's be
who
real.
Uses that? I know who uses that. Do they use that, Safari?
I use Safari on my phone and stuff. But yeah, but I also have the Google app. I use Google on my laptop. But Google is one of those things that it's not just a company and a search engine. It is, it's a verb or an adverb. It's
right.
People
go Google something.
Like, I'm going to go Google this. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Listen. I look at these people and I look at these companies and I think, how are they relevant to me? Well, we all are in that ditch, right? We're all in the ditch of having to try to live our lives without the use of some of this stuff that has been created. They've been brilliant at getting us to get sucked in to their devices, to their operations. And so who among us spends a day without an iPhone or something related to that and doesn't use Google to look something up and then come across some of the advertising that Google makes its billions on, right? And think about it for a moment. Do you have Google in your 401? Do you have Apple in your 401? Do you have these companies? Remember when Apple came out? Well, Amazon at the same time. Apple and Amazon were kind of at the same time. And there were people early on that I knew that invested in it. And I've never had a lot of money. I've invested once in a while, but I've never had a lot of money to put into stuff like this. And so I sat on the sidelines looking at how some people have done wonderfully well with some of this stuff. And other people have, really, man. And so maybe a moment to focus on your 401k plan. Now, who am I to talk about this stuff? I guess I was thinking about it because it's Labor Day month and we talk about employees and workers and stuff. I think 401ks basically have been set up to help people take care of their own money rather than to leave it in a corporate, like the retirement fund at at General Electric or something.
Yeah.
So,
well, then but you most have different types of 401k, where a lot of people forget with your 401k, if you pull the money out, you have to pay taxes on it, so you're not getting that whole sum.
Yeah.
Unless you do, what is it, the Roth 401k, where you pay taxes ahead of time. So when it's time to pull the money out, you are getting all of that money you've already paid the taxes on.
You sound like an expert in this. You must have one.
I pay attention to some things. Some things in life I pay attention to.
I think you pay attention to a lot of things. So do you feel like your financial health and your wellness, Jay, wouldn't be complete? Or do you think other folks feel that way? You would not be secure if you didn't have your own retirement savings program. And one wonders, this stuff isn't taught in school. It ought to be. Mm-hmm. It ought to be. All this is part of what we should be learning about life. We should learn about economics. We should learn practical things. This stuff isn't taught. This is a college course, probably. Or an economics course.
I feel like once upon a time it was taught
it was.
In high school. I'm not sure if it still is.
No, it's not, because they're too busy teaching people what to think. You know, we have to make sure that everybody is treated. Don't get me off on this, because it's just annoying. Anyway, so if you go back to the 80s, I think that's when I first started paying attention, because in the 80s, the first time I had any money, and I put in I started a 401k. I had a rate it when I ran into trouble with the farm 10 years or so ago. But if you go back to the amount of money, 1996, 401k plans hit $1 trillion. And let's see here. This, by the way, didn't start till 1981. In 2006, it was easier. The Congress made it easier to enroll in a pension like a 401k. Because it wasn't easy at first, because the government didn't want you to do it. They wanted it to be Social Security. Let's depend on the government. They'll make everything right. Right. So, I don't know, just a thought about 401ks and what they're all about. And if you have one, do you really know? Most of the people that I know don't know a damn thing. They may have one, but they don't know. Jay, you're the most knowledgeable person I've talked to in a long time about 401ks and what they're all about. And it's good you pay attention, because people will learn.
Well, and not every employer, legally, employers don't have an obligation to offer it.
No.
For their workers, although
nope.
Many choose to.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things that if you are with a company who offers a 401k and you get into it and then you leave that company, it's like, well, hurry up and cash out on that before you leave, because I believe you lose it, don't you?
I think you lose some of it. I'm not sure. Again, I'm not the one to talk to.
Yeah, like
I've never worked for.
You have to be an employee.
Yeah, I don't, and I've been self-employed pretty much all of my life, so I don't have honest answers. I just thought it was interesting to look at some of the ramifications of who put what, the Googles and the Apples and stuff, into their 401k, and how wonderfully well they did over the years, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
So in a way, even though the guys that run Google especially are real curs, and so is Zuckerberg, they have created a lot of wealth for a lot of people, including themselves. But
and a lot of them take care of their employees. Where, what is it, Google, and I believe Facebook Meta does this too, where they have these campuses that offer childcare, that have restaurants on the property that are free
to
their employees.
If you go to Los Angeles to Jefferson Avenue, which is up Lincoln on your way from Santa Monica to the airport, there's a huge complex that was built 15 or 16 years ago in there. I believe there are 4,300 or 4,600 units built into the campus of Google. They have their own theater. They have their own Whole Foods. They have their own of everything. So you don't have that, and that's where, and you can work on the campus. There are a bunch of other offices in Los Angeles, but many people work right there. They walk to work. They walk to the store. They walk everywhere. This was a creation of Google for the supposedly the this was the future of working, and it's worked out okay. It's actually kind of an interesting place to go to. I'm fascinated to drive around in there. Good restaurants, stuff like that. It's neat. All right, let's get to Hurricane Lee and what it's going to do to the east coast of the United States of America. There are swells today that aren't swell, arriving at beaches all the way up to the Carolinas from Florida. The surf is dangerous. Do not go into the Atlantic Ocean on a beach if you are in the Carolinas or south to Florida. Do not go into the water. How much more clear can I make it? This is a Category 3 storm. It's not going to make landfall. It's going out to sea. But in the meantime, you know, maybe, what, 600 miles off? I think it's 600 miles or so off of the coast of Florida. But those winds are sucking up the ocean, man. So just do not.
Dangerously high surf. And a lot of people who are surfers are probably like, no, this would be amazing. No, those rip currents that are in that high surf, just stay out. Stay out.
So speaking of stuff that's dangerous, here's this climber who is exceptionally lucky to be alive. He fell 2,000 feet off of a mountain, right? He had been climbing Mount Taranaki in New Zealand. Authorities say the climber was with a group. They had gotten close to the top of the summit. He started to slide down the mountain, and he fell out of view, so nobody really saw that he went down. And then one of the climbers said, wait a minute, where'd this guy go? And they went back, and he tried to help this guy who fell down almost 2,000 feet, minor injury, but 2,000 feet, that's two-fifths of a mile.
Not only did he survive this, but only had minor injuries.
Wow. Unga bunga.
That man had an angel with him.
Yes, he does. Got an angel on my shoulder. And I love him true and, or what is it, through and through? I think it's through and through. Speaking of things that you love, how about a trip to Las Vegas? You'll be talking about this. You may talk about it if you've already done it. Maybe what we should do is have you call us and give us your experiences. 855-999-3684. If you've been one of the first folks to go to Las Vegas, making this a two-night stand, which didn't cost you anything, hotel, all the stuff that goes with it, and that continues to be an opportunity right now. You dial 800-419-DOUG and work yourself into the first 10, the group of first 10 callers, because you've got 10 operators. You'll get taken care of immediately, and you'll win those two free nights in Las Vegas right now. Call 800-419-3684 and cash in on your luck.
My rod smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
I gotta try that Febreze car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. Yeah. La 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 la. Picked up 40 days of consistent scent. All over Febreze car, clips right on your vent. Yeah. You know my car's my happy place. Keep a smile on my face. Where it smells just right, just right, just right. Yeah. Breathe happy Febreze. La 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 la.
Now. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Happy and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, here we are at 23 at the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. This is social media and scandal time. Let's get into a good old juicy scandal. And the focal point of the scandal is the scandalous see-through dress that this actress wore. She said she wanted to F with your brain. So let's find out how many people had a brain blow-up at the expense of this young lady who wore the scandalous dress, right after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Okay, so just for fun, it's always good to tweak people a little bit. I think in order to keep our status and standing, we must every once in a while move away from the nice news and create a little scandal. What the hey, right? What's life without a little scandal? So this Rose McGowan, I don't know anything about her. You both know who she is or what she's all about. She was involved with Marilyn Manson. I saw that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what does that tell you right away about
well,
who
she's
she
one that's significantly spoke out against Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah. Well, she was a target of his affections, right?
Mm-hmm.
And did she not get anywhere because she told him no? That really isn't what, you know, there's a whole thing about dresses that she's worn to awards and that sort of thing.
Well,
she just seems to be somebody that wants attention. Maybe that's superficial on my part. Is she a good actress? I don't know anything about her acting ability.
She's done a lot of stuff, more so in the late 90s, early aughts, I want to say. She was in the original Scream. She did...
Well, she looks like she likes... Charmed. Like Dracula would be her boyfriend.
Yeah, she kind of has that, like, dark edge to her, for sure. Yeah.
Right.
But I guess recently she's been talking about the dress she wore at the one of the VMAs in the late 90s. Yeah. I think it was 98. Mm-hmm. And it was, now the whole sheer look is kind of in. A lot of celebrities wear this, but when she wore it back in the early 90s or the late 90s, that was kind of unheard of. And it wasn't just a sheer dress. It was basically like mesh. Well,
why
on
do
the
we
front
care what went on?
Strings on the back.
This is 20 years ago, right?
Yeah,
more?
I guess we care, or people care, because she's talking about it again, but
why?
I don't
she
know why
attention?
She's talking about it.
Maybe she needs attention. Has she been in, she acted?
Well, it was one of those significant outfits in pop culture or whatever. Like, when people reference the Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake denim duo outfit, where they were both basically head-to-toe denim. Like, he had a denim suit, she had a denim gown. It's just one of those iconic looks that people revisit.
I wonder about this. I think it was good that she spoke out about Harvey Weinstein, getting onto that list of people that... They were abused by him. I suppose here she's accomplished what she wanted to, because here we are. I'm talking about her with you. I don't know who she is, but I see a picture of this dress, and then I see the people she hangs around with. And as an overviewer of societal norms and trends, I look at this and say, oh, this is not probably me, but some people must be interested because she's getting traction all over social media. Right, it's trending every place. Rose McGowan. Blah, 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 blah. So anyway, if you're into that, help yourself. The dress is easily seen, and so is what's underneath it. I guess that would be the way I'd characterize it. 28 at the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Capitol Police arrested 7 activists yesterday who had broken into House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's office in Washington. The protesters sat cross-legged on the floor of McCarthy's office with arms locked, yelling PEPFAR. That's being the president's global emergency plan for AIDS relief, a program that has recently been caught up in Congress's negotiations over a government shutdown. The current PEPFAR funding runs out at the end of the month. The number of Americans who believe technology will make their job obsolete has increased to 22%, according to the latest Gallup poll, and it's the sharpest increase in 6 years. The rise is largely seen among college-educated workers, which sits about 20%, nearly the same as non-college-educated. This change could largely be traced to the release of ChatGPT last November, with its ability to mimic human language and writing. Lance Fry, USA News.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
This is Miles Fisher. Anytime I want to be in a good mood, I listen to my grams on Good Day.
It's now 26 minutes before the new hour, 34 after the hour. September the 12th is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, here to bring some things into focus, where our job is to get things in your head that perhaps you haven't focused on, or maybe give you a different point of view on things that you have been thinking about. And you think, wait a minute, I didn't think about it that way. Well, that's kind of the reason that we're here in part. And with that in mind, I want to bring around, I want to dig deeper, if you will, take a deeper dive into what we talked about yesterday, Jay, with regard to September 11th, the business of thinking about where we are now and where we might be. We're going to talk to C.C. Carter in a moment, who is a commentator. She's done very interesting, I don't know if I'd call this a podcast. Jay, would you call this audio a podcast or just a piece of audio? I guess it... We played it yesterday in the program, and it kind of got to me, frankly. The focus of, you know, on the people who died, yeah, and what what's happened since then, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm going to I think I'll set this up by playing a bit very compelling audio from Ms. Carter, and then we're going to talk to her about why she did this and what she thinks is the next step here, not only in remembering September 11th, but what is it, how does it impact us every day? Because I think we've forgotten a lot of what we learned, and maybe this would be a good reminder.
Well, and Sam, we had this conversation off air yesterday, and I think it's important to bring to everyone that Doug, James, and I, we all had the where we were and yep. those feelings. And one of the things that, Doug, you and I recall is how America became united. We all came together. How helping each other, and people who were stranded because flights were grounded were jumping in cars with strangers to drop people off along the way and all of that. And James had acknowledged that while he was alive during that, he was, James, what, you were two? So
yep, exactly.
You don't have memories from this, more so what people tell you. But in your lifetime, from what you can recall, is that there's never been an opportunity. There's never been a time when you felt like America was united.
Nothing like. I mean, you guys talk about all the unity that was happening, and I haven't seen any of that since.
No, it doesn't exist anymore.
Exactly.
But it also brought up the point that there really hasn't. I haven't seen it since.
No, it's been destroyed.
Either.
And so that's kind of where we're going with Ms. Carter in a few moments. But we'll start with a piece of audio from the thing that first got our attention, with a focus on September 11th, after we think about a couple of other things, including something going on at the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. They want you to know that on September 25th, they will be making, I guess this is an awareness day as much as anything else, Jay. If you see something, say something. It's called C-Say Day. And here's Mitchell Parker to prepare us.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security encourages everyone to participate in If You See Something, Say Something Awareness Day, also known as C-Say Day, on September 25th. DHS Program Manager Susanna Marking shares how you can participate.
We all have someone or something to protect. Everyone plays a role in keeping our community safe. September 25th is If You See Something, Say Something Awareness Day. Pledge to protect your community by reporting terrorism-related suspicious activity to local authorities. Remember, factors such as race, ethnicity, gender, national origin, religion, sexual orientation, or gender identity are not suspicious. If you see something, say something. Be the one that speaks up, and your tip could help save a life.
This September 25th, take time to visit dhs.gov/CSAYDAY to learn about the signs of suspicious activity that should be reported to local authorities.
Take the pledge to protect your community. Let's work together to keep our nation safe.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
To Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple, because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious, like the Breakfast Crunchwrap, with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown and a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning, and you're a person. Taco Bell Breakfast, served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi.
Rizzi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZZI to learn more.
One after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. We're going to bring on Cece Carter in a moment. About 11 minutes long, wasn't it, or 8 minutes? How long was that we played?
8 minutes.
The whole thing is to 8. All right, and it was basically, for me, a wake-up, or I don't know if wake-up is the right word for it, but it was a way for me to reinstall in my brain some of the things that are so obvious, or ought to be so obvious to all of us, about the remainder of people who remember what happened September 11th, and for people who weren't around. So just to sort of refresh your memory, I'm going to play the whole thing before we talk to Cece. We'll listen to what I think is the most important message in this 8-minute treatise. Here we go.
How do you make sense of the senseless? We came together then, but one wonders when will we see that again. Shame on all those who would tear us apart, who are not genuine, they do not come from their heart. Whether politicians or members of the media or others on either side of the aisle espousing extreme views, always up for a fight, not open to differences of opinion because they always have to be right, which makes you wrong. Isn't that their repetitive song? We do not honor those who died when we haven't even tried to get past our differences, be open to other points of view. That's something those who died are due. They gave their lives for what? And their families got to pay, to be precise, too high a price. How dare we forget? We are supposed to be there for each other. Teach our children to come together, not fight and call each other disparaging names. This is not setting an example. It's playing a sick game.
Well, I couldn't agree more, frankly. Cece Carter runs the Good For You radio network, which has a lot of provocative, thoughtful content. And I invited her here today to talk about this one podcast that we heard the piece of there. And yesterday, the whole thing, never again should there be a 9-1-1. What are we doing to ourselves? What's the government doing and not doing? It's a societal thing. Certainly a lot of mistakes being made, and that's they all rang bells with me. So, Cece, that's kind of why I wanted to have you here to talk about this for a few minutes. You bring to light in this piece not only remember some touching thoughts about that event on September 11th, which we all kind of remember, although I don't say we all do, because if you're not old enough, you don't remember. You only know what people talk about. But one of the things you bring into focus is the practicality of how we are dealing or not dealing with issues like the border. So I wanted to dig into that a little bit because, again, as I say, you're not here because I agree with you, but you are here because you've said some things that are so doggone obvious. It just is, why is it that, I mean, we can look ourselves in the mirror and think, why do we have some of this stuff going on? We have it because we allow it, because it's us who are responsible for this. So why you, and why does this strike a chord with you as strongly as it does?
I want to thank you, first of all, for caring and that it struck a chord in you, because I wrote it a year ago after listening to all the people get up there at the annual memorial reading the names aloud after watching documentaries. And we just posted this on YouTube, on the Good For You Network channel on YouTube, Never Again Should There Be a 9/11, on Thursday. And I went to bed last night, and the last email in my inbox was somebody writing me and thanking me for sending it to her. And God bless you, you know, for doing it. But last night's message and yesterday's message, the people who got up there it was not just the adults who got up there. It was the children who loved parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles they never even met. They were raised to love it. And what people kept on saying was they didn't want us to forget their loved ones. There was a 60 Minutes piece that I highly recommend people watch from Sunday night.
Oh, very good. Yeah, it was very, very good. Yeah.
And the role that they played. And one firefighter I will always remember for the rest of my life, she switched jobs with somebody that day. And that person died, and she survived. And she said, in the African-American culture, we say the name of the person out loud. That's the way we honor, we remember. So several things here. We need to never forget. We need to remember. But we also, as at the end of the piece, a man named for his Uncle Jimmy implored the politicians who were there, please prevent something like this from happening again.
You know what? I want to play that few seconds because it's compelling. You make reference to it. James, play the Jimmy part of that. I think it's 30, 35 seconds.
When his Uncle Jimmy, who he is named for, died that day, in the annual reading of the names of the dead, this is what he said, reminding the politicians, quote, it should not take a tragedy to unite us because of a dereliction of duty, unquote.
Yeah, it shouldn't, but it does. That's the thing. This is a wake-up call, if nothing else, and one would hope it didn't fall on deaf ears, but the politically correct crowd will take a different view, maybe some a dim view, of what you have written and what you have recorded here, Cece.
Well, I hope my message was really to bring people together.
Yep.
There was a Newsweek series that was done that really hit home to me. It was called The Road to 9/11. And there was one part of the series by William Arkin that said, after 9/11, no Americans were held accountable, and here's why that's dangerous. So I quote him, even in the last weeks before 9/11, there were abundant signs and warnings that the intelligence community and even the FBI failed to follow up and heed. The Bush administration may not have been paying sufficient attention, but the security agencies flat out failed to do their job. And I would hope that we could all agree on this one thing. We want to prevent something like this from happening again. We expect the people in charge who are charged with keeping us safe and secure to please do their job. Can we come together? That was the overriding message yesterday when you listened to adults and children alike, and I hope this message does get out to young people who are not alive or don't remember 9/11. We did come together. And those firefighters went up the stairs knowing, chances are, they were never coming home, but they did it.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't forget the sacrifices that they made. And also, very importantly, Doug, loss is not something you ever get over. You have to learn to live with it. But those people got up there yesterday to read the names. They're living with the results of what happened on 9/11 every day.
And the results of, not to beat the drum here, but the ineffectiveness of government, the ineptitude of government, which we see even more today than we did then. We haven't fixed a problem. We've created a bigger problem because we have not really heeded, for whatever the reason, however, whatever street we're going down that has kept us from focusing on these sorts of things or the conscience that America needs to have about itself is being lost because of the weaknesses of our educational system, social media, all those sorts of things. So you certainly provided us with a wake-up call. So we can find this, for those who haven't heard it, at the Good For You Network, right?
Yes, never again should there be a 9/11. Please do watch it and tell everybody. It's the Good For You Network channel on YouTube.
All right.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Who doesn't see? Let's see here. Pa! Right? And all of the Cartwright boys, Haas, and little Joe, right? Parnell Roberts was the one in the middle. Yeah, there he was.
Michael Landon's dead blocker was very popular.
Very.
Yep. We play that, Doug. This day in TV history, September 12, 1959, Bonanza premieres on, I believe it was NBC, had a long, long run. Yep. January 6, 1973, final episode.
Yep.
This was a popular show back in the day. But here's what's interesting. If you look at the parallels, you know, people thought when this aired, you know, the Western, that the Western would go on forever. I mean, it had its ebb and flows, its comebacks to a point, but it sort of burned itself out, and then, you know, different trends took place. Seeing the same thing in movies, you know, with the superhero trend, nothing's going to last forever, although they keep force-feeding the American public, believing that it will.
They can only force feed you so long, and the public is going to say, screw you, we're not buying your crap. And so then we move on.
I got one more of this thing to TV history I want to bring up. September 12, 1978, the sitcom Taxi premieres. Judd Hirsch.
Oh, wow, what an iconic show.
A household name.
Oh, yeah.
Christopher Lloyd, Mary Lou Henner, Jeff Conaway, and Tony Danza. And, of course, Andy Kaufman, when he came on to that show, one of the most unique, fascinating, bizarre talents of all time. It lasted four seasons, three on NBC, and then and then ABC picked up the last season. I thought it was one of the best sitcoms ever, anchored by Judd Hirsch, who I think was just a great talent.
Well,
for any sitcom to be successful, you need that one anchor talent in the middle. Mm-hmm. Judd Hirsch was that on Taxi.
But you named through all of those people you just named, with the exception of one person, all made it big, moving on, continuing to be in television shows and movies. Yeah.
And the one that didn't, you'll probably see Jeff Conaway. He had a lot of personal demons. But yeah, he was really good on that show.
Yeah. All right, Box Office told us on the weekend, you weren't here yesterday, so we didn't get him.
Yeah, it was Nun 2. Horror continues to be a mainstay.
Ugh.
Nun 2, $32 million. Equalizer 3 actually dropped 65% week to week. That's a big drop-off, $12 million. And My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3, $10 million, which I think is pretty respectable, actually, for a movie really with not much of a marketing campaign. You know, the original movie, My Big Fat Greek Wedding, dug in 2002, produced on a $5 million budget, made $378 million at the box office, one of the the most amazing
silliest
sleeper
movies.
Hits of
yep.
all
yep.
time. That was played week after week after week back mm-hmm. just 21 yep. years ago. You know, times are changing, but...
All right, what else is in the top five?
I don't have that. I didn't write down that four or five.
Speaking,
well, I know Bobby's still in the top five.
Yeah. So Drew Barrymore has decided to...
I want to talk about that. Well,
go ahead.
So Drew Barrymore, The Talk, The Sherry Shepherd Show, and Jennifer Hudson of The Talk Show, they're all going to go back and do their thing in a week or two. You have thoughts on that? What do you think?
Drew Barrymore started yesterday. Sherry Shepherd isn't worth the time, no matter when it gets produced. And I think what this is saying is there's a weakness that the people are seeing an end to this strike one way or another, whether they need new leadership. And Drew Barrymore thinks that the people that work with her need to go back to work as much as she does. And that's true.
Yeah.
Isn't Kelly Clarkson doing the same thing, too? Aren't there many of these daytime shows in the nighttime?
Here's the thing. Steven Spielberg and his wife made a donation to the Writers Guild, right? $1.5 million. Now, that sounds like a lot of money, but I just say, like, why can't these bigger names write checks for $5 million apiece and support these people and then try to go negotiate a little harder?
What they need to do is tell Spielberg, everybody listens to him. You don't think if he calls up Bob Iger at Disney or the guy who's over at MGM and says, look, this is weird enough. You guys need to get this straightened out, that they aren't going to pay attention to him? You know, they've pushed this too far, the greed here.
Yeah, as much as I like Tom Hanks and respect Tom Hanks, I think he's iconic. Like, the fact that he did all these streaming movies for a big paycheck when theaters were suffering, that bothers me. It still bothers me. I think it's wrong.
Yeah, well...
I don't agree.
Listen, they're all the... there's a lot of different sides, a lot of different interests here at stake, and that's what makes this difficult to fix, frankly, or understand.
Negotiate to the center, right, Doug?
Yes, right, exactly, Chugger. Yeah, you and I are in the middle here on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.